good evening. So it's it's those prophecies. Did you notice how many of them are similar and how they're connected together? And you know, when the Holy Spirit says something to us together like that, it's a good thing to be able to do, or to learn to do, is to really listen to every single message that's coming through. That can seem as though they're random and separate, but they're actually not. He's painting a picture for you. And he's starting with one prophecy and adds another one, adds another one, adds another one. All connects. And he's basically saying just three sentences. He's just saying it in his fantastic, creative way through all of us and through everything that happened to us today and what we remembered a second ago from last year and all those prophetic things. So, for instance, you heard him say over and over again then about mountains, started with mountains, and with him being sometimes behind those mountains. And we can't see him, but he's a wonderful counselor. He hears us, doesn't he, Jenny? Even when we're a bit flat, it's a bit one of those days. I've had one of those days too. And is it your teeth? You threw your teeth? No, well, that wouldn't knock anyone, especially if it hit them. But anyway, and he hears us when we speak to him. But if he's even just behind the hill or he's out of sight, and those mountains, you know, they're small to him. And he can move them with his mighty hand. And we can sweat and like little cartoon characters and all the rest. But he's going to move them with his mighty hand. And he's going to do it tonight. Isn't he, Rosie? Set people free from things holding them down. And bring a new freedom to us. There's a freedom coming to us that's significant. That's prophetic and symbolic of what needs to come for everyone else out there. You know, freedom of salvation. But freedom for us in the spirit as well. Feed it, swing your scarf and be a butterfly and be who you are and worship God with all of your heart, as you said. That was one theme, that was one thread running all the way through. There was another thread about doors opening, wasn't there? About God opening the doors, Willy Wonka factory. And through it all, there was this thread of waiting, wasn't there? Waiting. We've waited to, you know, he goes out of sight and then you've got to wait and in that Willy Wonka film, they're all waiting outside, waiting. And when he comes out, it's not what they're expecting. It's not what they're expecting. It looks a bit weird. No, is this him? Oh, he looks ill and weird and all that. Then all of a sudden, he does a little front flip and goes, "Way!" It opens the gate and it's all on and there's a big rush. And there isn't then. There's just a few people in, but there'll be a big rush for us. That's what the Holy Spirit's saying. The revival that we're waiting for. And we have to wait. Will come. You know, there's something else about waiting as well. I forgot it now. Something about pregnancy. Thank you. Oh, why did you think of that one? And the midwife thinks of the pregnancy and the sweating, that's right. And you just have to wait, don't you? There's nothing you can do. It's the waiting game. And, you know, you have to, you know, all sorts of agonies. This is it. Oh, no, it's not quite it. Okay, it's just another peak. You know what I'm talking about, ladies. And then when it's all going to happen, it goes dead quiet, doesn't it, for a bit. And your body gathers strength to do the big push. That's the Holy Spirit speaking to us, the church. And, you know, it undulates. It goes up and down. It just goes like that. And the doors open, you know. And when they open, the leaves blow in. Holy Spirit blows in, blows the leaves in. Makes a bit of a mess. So what? Let's have the leaves in. Let's have the freedom and the salvations and do it your way, God. Open the door of this church, Lord, and blow in whatever you want, Holy Spirit. All over us. Amen. And about sacrifice of, God isn't after blood sacrifices stuff anymore. He's after our simple obedience. It's so simple. It's not the law. It's just hear me and do it. Hear me and do it. If you can hear me, you can do it. If you don't hear me, you won't be able to do it. But if you hear me, just do what I tell you. Just do what I tell you. It's so simple. That's Christian obedience. You just do what you hear. And that's miles more important to God than anything else. And thanksgiving is as well. He who offers thanksgiving honours me. Blood sacrifice and all that doesn't really appeal to me. You know, I'm not eating bulls and blood and all that, he says over and over again in the Old Testament. He who offers thanksgiving honours me. All the thank yous really count. They really count. You know, and when we thank him, that's what gives us the lift. We go up when we praise God, when we thank God, we start to thank him. If you do feel flat, if he is, where's he gone? Or, you know, this is waiting. I'm just waiting too long for this breakthrough in my life or in the church or in the nation, which you can feel. Oh, you can feel it. It's real tension, you know. It's something that's real, but we just have to wait. But the way to do it is to thank him, praise him, come above the mountains. Oh yeah, there he is, there I am. It's all his plan, still working, it's still happening. Anyway, just thought I'd connect them together for you. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. So that's what matters. That's what matters. So, and all of us take encouragement from it, don't we? When we hear him and he speaks to us, does something for you, doesn't it? Encourages you, the importance of prophecy, hearing the Holy Spirit and connecting it. And many flows through that. He flows through it. That's what I saw when I said, speak to me, Lord. I saw the strangest thing. I saw immediately a picture of Lego. And it was a Lego aqueduct with water. An aqueduct's like a funnel, isn't it? Well, it was like just a Lego, what's that thing on the top of your house? Guttering, you know, connecting together, click, 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 click. And I was connecting it, connecting, just like I've been doing now. Connecting the prophecies. And at the end of the prophecies, I realized it was the prophecies that he wanted me to connect them. And when they're connected, then the Holy Spirit will flow through them. So now he's going to flow. Can you believe that? Let's stand up. Open our hands to the Lord. And receive this flow through those words that he's spoken and through the faith in them and believing him, receive now him into your heart and into your life and into your situation to cut off leaves, to level mountains, to lift you up above everything that hides him, to give you grace to wait and faith for the doors to open. Receive him now. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you're the living God. We don't go with programs here, Lord. We go with you. And we thank you, Lord, that you want to flow now through your own words all over us and into us. Guys, just receive the Holy Spirit. He's flowing to you now, right now, into you, onto you, all over you. Be filled with the living God. Be refreshed. Be encouraged. Be filled. Receive the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Just wait on him. Going to rush, just keep receiving him. Let him absolutely flood you, fill you, well up and overwhelm you. Living water. Welcome. right now in a big rush, right now, to wash away all those pebbles. So get ready and let every pebble go. He's going to swill down this path tonight because he's proud of this people. He loves you. Every pebble that comes to mind, just repent. Let it go. Ask forgiveness. Receive him, receive him, receive him. Welcome him, welcome him, welcome him. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Like a mighty bucket, Lord, from heaven, swill this place, swill our lives now. Move every pebble and mountain, everything that hinders freedom. Liberate, Lord, with your mighty rushing wind and water. Give us more, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Take another big drink. Thank you. you, Lord. More, Lord. Give us more, Lord. Come, Lord, like a mighty flood down. Keep receiving the Holy Spirit. He wants to give you more tonight. More of himself. Be filled more and more and more and more and more and more. Thank you, Lord. We ask you for more. Thank you for being with us, for filling us. We ask you to overwhelm us. We ask you to send buckets, bucket loads of blessing down this heavenly aqueduct of your own words and promises. Thank you, Lord. We get in line with those words now. And we just stand before your blessing. Thank you. Come for another drink to you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that water is so gentle, but it removes everything and washes everything in the end. Keep standing in his presence. Keep soaking in the mighty power of God. Loving Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's a free gift. I say to you, it's a free gift. Just keep receiving me, my free gift to you, my gift of love to you. Receive me. Receive me. Freely receive. Without price, without cost. Receive my gift to you. Thank you. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. More, Lord. Give us more, Father. Give us more, Holy Spirit. More of you. More of your glory. More of your water of life. More of your glory. Lord, here we are, living for your glory. We give you our hearts. Flood us with your glory, Lord. Cover us with your glory. Let us shine your glory out from this place. Come, mighty glory of God. Thank you, Jesus. The glory the Father gave you, you've given us. We receive you, Holy Spirit. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Ilya Rabokulia. Isha Rabokulia Rabba. Kinda Ramrienda. Shikora Marienda. Shimokura bariendi shikalaramba. Kandre moshi kalabari dikini. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Don't worry about anyone else. Don't worry about your own feelings. Feelings are irrelevant. This is God's gift to you by faith you receive him. It's not matter whether you feel anything. The fact is God is here. The Holy Spirit is pouring out upon you, upon your head right now. So open your heart. And thank him and receive him that we cannot live without or work without or minister without. Lord, you are all in all and we need you. God, we need you. More fire, Lord. More power, Lord. More of your glory, Lord. Praise him, worship him, thank him. Kindo kulia rika liari. Bless you, Holy One. Ina maliene siki. Thank you, Lord. Every mountain of depression, move it, Lord. Shikomasariyari. Every mountain of unbelief, move it, Lord. Uri kuriye, kitani selye, indariye mulye. Sikunamasilyo, indaramulamaya. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Give us a drink, Lord, from your river of delight. Thank you, Lord. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. Oh, make us glad, Lord. Come, streams of God, to every household, to every home in this city, to every house in your city. Come and deliver your living water, Lord, to our door right now. Right now, Lord, to every door. Hit every door. Open every door. And flood us with your life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. More, Lord. Give us more and more and more and more. In the mighty name of Jesus. Holy God. If you want to, you feel like you're just full of God, you're full of the Holy Spirit, just start to pray with people near you. Lay hands on them and bless them and pray for them to receive more. Let's just minister to one another. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Shiko ramariyeni shika rabaritiki. Shiko ramariyeni shika ba. Kan rabo shika rabatiri. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just have a look around and say, Lord, who should I pray for? Let's bless each other. Just ask God to give more, one to another. Lay hands on each other, pray for each other, receive more. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Like a mighty bucket from heaven, Lord, blast through and take away all uncleanness, all depression, everything demonic, in the name of Jesus, mighty rushing wind of God. Loose everyone who's like a butterfly tonight, trying to soar in God. Just loose them, Lord, now. In the name of Jesus, loose them all. Every dead leaf drop off in the name of Jesus now. And Lord, we ask you that you would totally level every mountain that is a molehill to you with your mighty hand. No more striving and climbing up, Lord. No more walking round it. Move it. Move the unbelief and the blindness and the doubt and the fear and the lies. Move them in the name of Jesus. We speak to these mountains. Be uplifted and cast into the sea. Lord, let your mighty hand move over us tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. One more look round. Just say, Lord, is there anything, anybody you want me to pray for? And go and lay your hands on them and bless them with the fire that's on your hands. Bless them. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, worship you. Glory to you. We need you, Lord. How we need you. Every day we need you. Thank you. total freedom from fear, from the fear of man, from fear of rejection, from fear of the world. Let us be delivered, Lord. Fill us with incredible boldness, fearless faith. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to read your scripture. You can keep praying or you can sit away. Do whatever you want. They went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes, Gennesaret. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain, for he'd often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you won't torture me." For Jesus was saying to him, "Come out of this man, you evil spirit." Then Jesus said, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs, allow us to go into them." He gave them permission, and the evil spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and the countryside. And the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus and they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, dressed and in his right mind, they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well. Then the people begged Jesus to leave their region. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who'd been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him. He said, "No, go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." So the man went away and began to tell in the 10 cities how much Jesus had done for him. And all the people were amazed. You know, when I think about Sunday nights and our strategy for Sunday nights and for growth and for evangelism and revival, you know, I just think about this type of testimony. This is what we actually need to see happen. We need to see such amazing testimonies. And I mean, Jenny's one, for starters. Chris is one, actually. Such amazing testimonies of lives so utterly broken and lost and possessed with evil, totally delivered and on fire, and all their families saying, "What has happened to you?" That they actually come and find out. This country doesn't want Jesus. Have you noticed? They're scared stiff of Jesus. They're scared stiff of God. It's almost comical that these people will come out and see this amazing miracle and say to Jesus, "Please go away." But that's just like us lot. If an area, if a region, if a city, if a nation is not ready for Jesus, they're scared stiff of God. They'd rather have you do evil than God. "Oh, Jesus, leave the demons, but will you go? We'd rather have the pigs. I'd rather just have the mess in my life that I'm used to, thanks. Because God's too scary. Go away." But Jesus wasn't worried about that. His timing's perfect. He went and delivered one man in the whole area of 10 cities, one key convert, one key salvation, one key miracle, one key deliverance. That's all he needed. Then he went away and let him do the job. Then a little while later, in fact, nearly three chapters later in Mark, he says, and when they'd crossed over again, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there, same place. As soon as they got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus, and they ran throughout the whole region and carried the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And everywhere he went, into villages, towns, or countryside, they placed the sick in the marketplaces. They begged him to let them touch the edge of his cloak. And everyone who touched him was healed. Is that fantastic? I mean, you know, one key conversion, and he goes home, and there's this massive stir of interest from him. And you know, that's what it's like for Sunday nights. Forgive me for speaking about Sunday nights. I know this is A61, but my head and heart and spirit are so much in M61. I'm really struggling to get my head back into A61. The guys will tell you, I've been ringing them. I've never done this in the whole year. I'm always full of ideas and things we can do. Now I've floated off into M61, and I'm dragging myself back down to try and do A61 every week. And I'm saying, have you got any activations? Has anyone got any thoughts? So I will do a little bit of A61 in a minute. But actually, this is what God's doing. You know, it's the next bit of the wheel, really. He's moving us and sort of. So it's a little bit of an overlap. But I just think this is just key for us. Those of us who are waiting, those of us who want to see massive breakthrough and revival, and we do. You know what? Sunday nights are fantastic. Sunday nights are good. Sunday nights are working. You know, I mean, you're telling me testimonies all the time of people who are getting healed, people who are getting saved. And it's awesome, you know. The people who come and are unsaved, generally, they get saved. I mean, if there's four guests in the house, they usually put their hand up and go out there and get some prayer and want to come to Jesus. If there's sick people, most of them in the room are getting healed. That's awesome. But we just want more, don't we? It's absolutely killing me. But I realise tonight, for those prophecies, that, you know, there's a timing and there's a waiting and we're having a baby and we've just got to keep going and trusting God. And there's a massive tension, isn't there? I just cannot wait to see queues of people outside that door don't know Jesus, and queues of people who are severely ill coming in here. And, you know, I'm not God. I can't say how many will get healed, but I know lots of them will. And because they just do, don't they? I mean, most of them are getting healed right now. And you just want more and more of them to come. And obviously, we want this testimony strategy to go out. And, you know, please, as long as it's true, you know, use Facebook and Twitter and whatever to get it out. And that is working, you know. I've had emails and stuff off church leader friends from all over the country saying, what's happening in your church? And I feel like saying, not enough. But something is, you know, people are getting saved every week with us, you know. And people are getting healed every week with us, which is awesome. But we just need to see these absolute key miracles. Would you pray, guys? Key miracles and key salvations so that people who go back and do spread the news and get us over the hump into the point where there's just massive revival momentum, you know. Obviously, some of revival is, you know, God, you got to catch the wave when it comes. You know, you can do stuff too quick. You know, I sort of feel in my spirit that for us to be praying every day is too quick. We're ahead of the wave and we'll just get exhausted. But I think we will pray every day. I've said to you, I honestly think there'll be prayer meetings in this meeting room every day. Awesome. But we just got to get there and wait and be patient and look for it and be willing. But on the other side, the gospel side, it just works differently. The gospel itself is revival and brings revival, and it breaks through into it, you know. So it's the Sunday nights is like, you know, thank you, Jesus, for everyone. We appreciate every person saved. We know the Bible, you know. One is a party in heaven. You know, what it's worth it all for one. It is, you know, we don't despise the day of small things, providing it is a day. But we'll despise the year of small things, and we'll detest the decades of small things. God might start small, but he never ends small. He ends big. Our God's a God of growth and momentum and success. Even in a barren land like this, even in dead Europe, there's enough promises for us to get hold of, pull them down, and start to work. And we are, you know, we are. But I just think this is a fantastic encouragement to us. And someone prayed, Linda was saying, you know, I just think of the woman at the well, and she, that's it, you know. And we're part of that, aren't we? We're big fat sinners, and we're not worthy to lead revival and do that. We're not, but it's grace, isn't it? God picks people like you and me and anoints us and sends us out. Classic failures and weaklings. Never seen anything, you know, and then God uses us. He loves to use the weak. So I'm just encouraging myself. Anyway, I enjoyed that. Thanks. It was good for me. But I just need to keep preaching faith for it all, for my own sake. I found those prophetic words incredibly encouraging. And, you know, keep praying and keep focused, guys. You know, your training is of God. It's not just getting in small groups and now you're doing an activation stuff. Our training is in God. The momentum shifted. Things are flowing and moving differently. Did you get that email about the 29th of October? We've got a Tuesday. Just give me a wave if any of you aren't on the church or don't get the church emails. You don't get the church emails. Before you go, are you on email? Do you? That's why then. Yeah. Have you got a pigeon or anything? Okay. That's awesome. And what about you guys? You on the internet? Will you give it to Chris before you go? At the end, and maybe we should have a texting thing as well. We'll send out a text. If you'd prefer to get a text, then send me an email and tell me. Only kidding. Then, if you prefer to get a text, then we'll try and do that. That's possible, isn't it, Chris?
Is it an evening?
Yeah, there's a meeting on the evening.
On the evening.
Yeah, evening. Oh, I probably didn't know. No, I didn't. You're right. That was me. Oh, yeah, this is a sort of an in-house gathering that you're all invited to. Because basically there's a few changes. There's changes in, because of the change of momentum, and we're moving on, the different phase in the church. So we want you to all be up to speed on that. We want you to be up to speed on what's happening financially, where we are, how much we're getting on.
It's only the people that are finishing.
Actually isn't. We changed that. We were going to do just the people. Sorry, I changed it without telling you. We were going to do just the people finishing A61, right? Which is sensible and right in one sense. You're the people who are with us. You've done a year of training. We see you as ministries and ministers. We do. You're moving into M61 any minute. But I think everyone in this room is welcome, okay? Because you are with us in heart and everything. You wouldn't be here, would you? Do you know what? So we'll be sharing some stuff that you don't know that is in-house, that is for your ears only. We trust you. When we start M61... Tim, you're looking dapper. Whoa. He's got a suit on. And he's got some Krispy Kreme donuts now. Come in, brother. Good to see you, Tim. Looking good. You've finally married Natan, haven't you? That's where you've been. Oh, good to see you. Grab a chair. So, what was I saying? M61. Something about M61. Yeah. So, you're welcome. It'll be in-house stuff. And we... You know, we'll be sharing stuff with you that's for you to hear and stuff. When you move into M61, well, I'm basically just going to treat you like the team if you can handle that. If you can't, we'll have to adjust something. If we treat you like the team, it means that you take it on the chin when you're wrong. We'll just correct you if you need correcting and talk to you like we do to each other. We pull each other up pretty quick and don't let each other get away with things that are unacceptable in terms of character. If you can handle that, you're in. Also, if you can handle communication... without talking about it, everywhere, you're in. We have an absolute zero tolerance of gossip in the senior team and in the second tier leaders as well. Whatever we talk about is in that room, And we have, you know, and this might frustrate some of you, I understand and I get it sometimes. Maybe sometimes it looks like some of us don't know what the others know. Do it, or we don't know. Part of that's my leadership style, because it's quite fluid. So God bless everyone. They're awesome, fantastic to work with me. But part of it is also this policy we have of pastoral issues don't get talked about in the gang necessarily, unless it's absolutely necessary. Why? Because it's not our business to know what's going on in your life in many respects. If a couple of the ladies are praying with you, ladies, none of the guys know what's going on, nor do we want to, nor should we. I mean, I've been in churches where the leaderships all know everything about everyone, and it's unhelpful, unrespectful. So actually, there is a sense in which we don't all know everything, and we like it that way, frankly. So sometimes a little bit of catch-up. Sometimes there's a bit of grit because of that. Honestly, there is as well. A couple of mistakes sometimes of, you know, someone's on a road somewhere and someone hasn't chatted to. But do you know what? I'd still rather have it that way and respect people's personal issues and things they're going through than us all know everything as a leadership team about everyone. That doesn't help anybody as far as I'm concerned. We're not here for that. We're here for God and growth, and that's where we're going. That's how we go. So it's a significant change for you guys, really, from going to a period of training into M61. Actually, those of you actually going into M61, you have done the 12 months of A61. But for this meeting, which is a sort of a catch-up with the vision, some changes, some financial decisions we're making and made that you need to know about and stuff, then you're all welcome. It'd be great to have you there. Is that okay? Amen. Have you got an activation? Because it's 10 past 9.
Marion just said to me, are we going to do this activation? I said, yeah, we'll be for ages yet. Just a quick, very quick one, just on the Sunday nights, as we go into this. Just want to encourage you, on your own, practice leading someone to Christ who doesn't know Jesus. Practice on your own, out loud, as if there's someone with you, and you're talking to them, and you're leading them to Christ. You know, in faith that you'll be doing it, and also to encourage you, those of you, you know, that are praying for people on Sunday nights. It's very stressful when you can see people at the front who need praying for, and there's no one praying for them. So please grab a badge and pray for people, okay? Because we've got lots of visitors come in, and you know it is a bit messy. But where we possibly can, we want people that are on the team to be praying for people to lead them through to Christ. Okay.
We try and put the badges on the front.
Yeah.
We tend to leave them at the back, but we'll stick them on the stage for Sunday night.
Yeah.
Make it easy.
Yeah. So grab a badge and pray. You know, because we get people coming from other churches and things. We don't know some of the people, and we don't want them praying for people. You know, if somebody comes forward to get saved, who's praying for them? We need to know as much as we possibly can. We need to know. Okay, great. Right. Mary and I are just going to go through this activation with you. It'll just take us less than 10 minutes. And just pray and ask God about this. And just felt God give me this scripture. And I'm just going to read it through. Sam, can you stick up that scripture for me, please? And then Marion prayed and sort of got some things off God about the different sort of things related to our character. But it's to do with a lot of the things that Martin talked about just there. But it's from Ephesians 4. Let me just read it out to you. And it's up here as well. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. So Paul's saying, and he's in this in Ephesians as well, he's people are encouraged to be out preaching the gospel because he's in chains. So they're emboldened by the fact that he's being persecuted for his faith in Christ. And because they're encouraged by his boldness to stand in there, they're out preaching. He talks about people who are preaching the gospel out of bad motives and people who are doing it for the right reasons, but he's not bothered as long as the gospel's being preached. And basically, he's saying, look, we do have unwholesome things in us. But what he's saying here is, don't let them come out. Be on guard. Okay, only when it's helpful for building others up according to their needs, not according to what we think they need according to their needs. So if you hear yourself saying, giving someone advice as opposed to praying for them, that's not a great idea sometimes. It's best that sometimes people come forward for prayer and start telling you all of things, and I just stop them and say, can I just pray for you? And the Holy Spirit will speak to you. Okay. That it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. You know, your salvation. You know, coming to culmination when Jesus comes back for you. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. We're filled with the Holy Spirit. We're temples of the Holy Spirit. He has us going in a particular direction. And yet in ourselves, we can stick a spoke in the wheel of that. And we need to be in tune with the Holy Spirit. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander with every form of malice. Get rid of it. You know, if we're struggling to get rid of it, we might need to go back on Route 61. There's nothing wrong with that. Somebody said to me, I've done Route 61. It's like, okay, fine. But what if we need to go on? What if the Holy Spirit tells us to go on it? I've done 5, never did me any harm. Okay, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. This should be our brotherly sister loving heart for one another, genuine. This opening bit is a great scripture to memorize. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. So we have that heart for one another so we can carry it on to others. And Marion's just going to take you through this little activation that she felt God give her early on today.
Just hold it. Yeah, so we're just going to put a couple of pictures up. That was quick. Of how we react, how we can react under conflict. So the first one is like Mr. Angry. Like is there any people or a person in your life that when you look at them you immediately get angry and think, oh, you know, or react angrily to that one person or some people. You might get a text off them or just see them at the other side of the room and immediately feel angry towards them. Or the next one is they put that up, Sam, or gagged. You don't know what to say to that person, you know. And sometimes it's good not to react and say anything. But sometimes God wants to, like, unzip that gag and speak out for God, you know, especially when we're in conflict with maybe non-Christian friends or family. You know, sometimes we think, oh, yeah, I won't say anything because I might upset them. But I really believe that tonight that God wants to unzip that and ungag you to, like, speak out for Jesus. And the next... Is this coming through? Yeah. The next one is you might get upset. This might be more for the ladies than the men. You might get upset with people, you know, in conflict. It might drive you to tears and think, oh, I don't want to see that person. She just makes me upset and I cry. And again, God wants to heal you of that tonight. And the next one is how we should be, like, all nice. And it's nice to be around peaceful people, isn't it? And so if you bring them... The next one up, Sam, all of them. So if you just, what we're going to do is just like spread out for about how long? 15, 20 minutes on your own. And just ask God how you react or how we react to people. I mean, does a certain person make you angry or shut you up or you feel upset? Or there might be more than that. It might be like you feel jealous of them or, you know, there's lots of other things. But really, we want to be all peaceful, don't we? Peaceful with each other and loving and kind. And so if you just spread out and just ask God, you know, which of them are you and how, and pray to ask God why you feel like that. Yeah, then and after about 15 minutes, we'll just go into little groups and pray with each other about them things.
Okay, guys, we're going to gather now and just pray for each other about these issues and any other issues related to freedom that you feel. You know, I think that was significant, that what Rosie was saying there about her shaking her thing and being free. You know, any area you feel you're not free to, you know, if you're not free to prophesy, or you're not free to come to the front and share on a Sunday, or you're not free to pray for people, or you're not free to witness, if you feel you're not free in any area, the Lord has spoken tonight about setting us free. So we want to use this next time to do that in the small groups. This activation relates to a teaching that I didn't do tonight. If this seems a little bit disjointed and random, it is because I was going to do a teaching about resolving conflict in relationships, maintaining freedom in our relationships. But the Holy Spirit has just got something else in mind. He's just going to do it anyway. And receiving the Holy Spirit is more important than anything. So I just want to encourage you to get in groups of three. Probably guys and girls separate, if that's all right. Because you don't know what will be shared. But then if you just share where you feel you're not free and you want liberation, and just pray for one another, ask the Holy Spirit to come again and cut off any leaves that are still holding you down there, okay? And we'll go for that. We've got about half an hour, so let's do that, shall we? Anything and any reactions that you feel in relationships, stuff like that.